Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson, along with Lou Ann Crane and Ryan Dobson. Today, we feature one of your favorite programs from this past year.
And how long have you been here?
This is my first day here.
First day?
Yep, and it's overwhelming.
Really?
Yeah, I was telling...
What is overwhelming about this place for you?
The Spirit of God is just here in a way that...
Yeah, I feel it too.
You almost want to take your shoes off, you know? It's like just you're walking in the presence of a holy God. And as I'm taking the pictures and I see the kids riding the horses and the wind kicks up, it's almost like I just get this picture of a... kind of a whirlwind surrounding these kids, and the Lord's just doing this healing in this whirlwind. You know, they're in this little protected cocoon.
Well, it sounds like she's describing holy ground. What she's actually referring to is the 9-acre youth ranch called Crystal Peaks, right outside of Bend, Oregon. And on this Family Talk broadcast, you can experience the ranch for yourself. Doctor, just a few weeks ago, you and your wife Shirley and a few of us on the broadcast team were treated to a behind-the-scenes visit, and today, the listeners are invited along. You are too, Ryan.
That's right. I know, Dad, you've been looking forward to this for a long, long time. You've got to know the founders, Kim and Troy Meter, during several visits they've had to the studio in Colorado. But this time you got to go and see for yourself. What'd you think?
Well, Ryan, it was a wonderful visit. It was one of the highlights of the year. And it helped us fulfill the promise to do the very best radio of which we are capable. Mm-hmm. And that means creativity. And that means doing things a little differently. And in this case, and what we're going to let people hear today, it means getting out of the studio and going on a road and going to the places where things are happening and interview people on their own turf. Now, we're going to do quite a bit of that in the future. And what we want our listeners to hear today is a visit that we made to the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, as you said, in Bend, Oregon, where they have paired rescue horses, those that have been abused, mm-hmm. with children who are wounded by the circumstances of life. Yes. And when you put them together, something absolutely magic occurs. But this is very meaningful stuff, and we had a fantastic day, didn't we?
We did, Doctor. I was privileged to join you on that. I think it just surpassed our wildest dreams of what we could imagine. Ryan, I am so sorry you couldn't join us on that. You will have to catch it next time, but I have good news for you. If you sit tight, you can join us on that trip by way of today's broadcast. Let's take you there now as the founders of Crystal Peaks, Kim and Troy Meter, greeted Dr. and Mrs. Dobson as they arrived.
Yay! Welcome to the ranch!
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I get the feeling you're waiting for me. How you doing, Troy?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. My goodness.
Wow.
I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, I say welcome.
Oh, Kim. Oh, that is so neat. What a welcome. I wanted to come here for a long time now.
Troy?
Give me one of the hats.
Give me one of the hats.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good choice, boss.
Okay.
There you go.
Now I'm a cowboy.
There he is. He's official.
I have to tell you, Dr. Dobson, that to have you come to the ranch today means more to us than words could ever express.
Listen, we're going to give this another ride today.
We are.
Oh, there's so many people that love you and appreciate what you're doing here.
I have many things to show you today, and I don't think you have any idea how much God has blessed your faithfulness to this ranch. Well, I have much to show you today.
Well, there's no way to describe how we feel about what you're doing for children and horses.
Yeah.
What a great combination.
It's
so fun. I mean,
you
got the best of all worlds.
We have the best job in the world.
It's so fun. I know, and look at this perfect day God has given.
Well, I'm freezing to death. I don't know about
you. You bet. Head on right in.
Step on it. Watch your head. It's perfect. This actually was a woodshed initially. And then Troy built this half, and this actually was our office for about 12 years. And this, up until last year, up to 20 people worked in this room.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this is where it all began.
Where it all began, in this room.
How did you discover the magic that occurs between a child with a great need with a hunger in his heart or her heart and a horse that's been abused. That's a great discovery. How did it come about?
I wish that I could tell you that I was wise enough to have thought of that myself, but I didn't. Children that come to this ranch have suffered horrific things. And many, many times that has come at the hands of adults or other family members. And so these kids have been trained from a very early age to not trust people. And yet it's okay to trust a horse. And oftentimes in the presence of an enormous animal who means only to do you well makes kids feel safe. When children are afraid, nothing gets in. But when they feel safe, the walls come down, and now I can hear you, and I'm not afraid to talk to you anymore.
Horses are incredibly intuitive, you know, by nature. They really do, by nature, the way God created them. They reach across boundaries that, well, you know, you're an old cowboy, you know that.
I grew up in Texas, so yeah. I've been around horses a lot.
Sure.
It is amazing. They don't have a very big brain,
right.
And yet they can discern something that human beings don't even pick up.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And all myself and all the staff have seen this happen again and again.
Well, it's like angels and horse hair.
I know. And
that's one of my favorite all-time stories.
I can't even talk about it.
Just very, very quickly, because time is short, but
yes.
Tell us about your own childhood.
Up until the age of 9, I lived in the castle of my parents' love. And from a 9-year-old's perspective, that's when my mom was the most beautiful woman on the face of the planet, and my dad wore a cape and flew, and he was my hero. And so it was immensely tragic that I remember being picked up at my school, driven a great distance to my grandparents' house. No one said a word, sitting side by side with my two older sisters and getting out. And even as a 9-year-old, feeling this overwhelming sense that I don't want to go in that house because I know something terrible has happened. I don't want to go. And I was ushered into the house, and it was full of grieving people. And this woman was trying to hold me, and she was very distraught. And she was struggling. She just kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, your dad's just murdered your mother and killed himself. I'm sorry. And I remember just pushing off her chest and looking at her and thinking, I think you're a liar. That can't be true. It just can't be true. You have to be a liar. And I remember just breaking out of her arms and running out the back door and finally coming to a place of just falling face down in the dirt and just screaming, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. And I didn't even know who Jesus was. I'd only been to church like twice in my life. And yet, intuitively, when our life is crushed, we know where to go. Mm-hmm. And that was the day that I met Jesus Christ.
Is what you're doing now with Troy in this beautiful Crystal Peaks ranch an outgrowth of that experience? Is it God redeeming that in your life for the benefit of children?
I can tell you the absolutely. Several days later, on the day of my parents' funeral, I knew even as a child that those were images that I didn't want in my mind. And I told my grandmother, I'm not going to their funeral. I'm not. And in her wisdom, she said, oh, honey, you don't have to go. And so I opted instead to ride horses with my cousins. And that was one of the first days of my life that I ever remember riding a horse. And in my childlike mind, I was just going to get on that horse and just ride away and never come back.
Yeah.
I lost everything. And yet, in my efforts to run away, I ran right into the arms of the mercy of God, and through the love of a little horse that had crooked front legs and the mercy of God, my life was saved. And I couldn't have known that that day of experiencing God's love on the back of a horse would become the figurehead of everything he had planned for my life. Got to look out the window here.
I do. I see a little girl on a horse. She's got a helmet on, and she is, what, about 7 years old?
I believe so. And I can tell you that horse's head weighs as much as that child. Bozeman weighs about 1,800 pounds, And I love this image that the littlest kids oftentimes choose the biggest horses.
And she doesn't look afraid.
No, she's not.
What did it cost that child's parents to have her be here this afternoon?
It cost her parents what it costs all parents, and that is nothing. In the 15 years this ranch has been in existence, no child, man, woman, has ever paid a penny to come to this ranch and ride here. Not one.
Some of them are orphans completely. Some of them are in foster care.
All of the above. Everyone is welcome here.
Okay, we're going to walk around the ranch, and if you would tell us what's going on here.
Absolutely.
And maybe tell us some more stories about what's taking place here, because you're the consummate storyteller.
I tell you, you guys, today is not going to be long enough. Oh, my goodness! Hey! How are you?
Good. Good. Where's your mama?
Over there.
Okay.
Over there.
So, who are you going to ride today? Do you know?
I want to ride Boatman.
You want to ride one of my favorite guys on the ranch. Miss Ashley has picked out the biggest horse the ranch has ever rescued and the only blue-eyed horse.
Blue-eyed.
So you can see his big...
Do you have blue eyes?
Yeah.
Look at you. See, that's why.
There it is.
Yay!
So who's your favorite horse?
Boatman.
Bozeman is so big, he's kind of like riding a big giant couch. I think all your family could ride him at the same time.
Yeah, he could lift it.
Yeah, he could. Look at him playing with Remnant right now.
Hey, look, horsey. So,
look at these guys rearing and playing.
Hey, look at those horses.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah? How old are you?
Six.
You love coming out here? What excites you most?
Scooping poop and riding horses.
Scoop and poop excites you. Now, I haven't heard that one before. I got to tell you, we have some dogs around our house. You can come scoop and poop for us. Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too.
Okay.
I've been wanting to see you.
Well, it's about time we got acquainted.
I have too.
That means you're too busy scooping and pooping to be able to come say hello to me.
Yeah.
You're a neat girl. Well, tell me this. Will you be my friend?
Sure.
All right. Consider it done. Okay? All right.
Great.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
No. Don't even have anything to talk about, lady. I'm banging my feet because I don't want to lose my teeth.
She's got her first loose tooth. She's excited.
Now, which tooth? Show me the tooth you're going to lose. That one right there. Is it really wiggling?
Uh-huh.
Do you hate to see it go?
Uh-uh.
You won't
excited.
Mind? All right, I tell you what. Can I pull it?
No.
Okay. Annie, do you like it here? You like the horses?
Yep.
Which horse do you like?
Little Bear.
Can you ride him?
Yep.
You ride him bareback, huh?
Yeah, what do you like about being here?
I love horses, and I like it at the ranch, and I like to help.
Yeah. Tell me what the ranch has done for her since she's been here.
It has blessed us in so many ways. It's given us a family, for starters. We left everyone we knew back home. And it gave us a great support group and a family to come to that we know were loved and welcomed. And she's gone from being a very insecure, scared little girl to a child that... She's one of the more outgoing on the ranch now, huh?
Annie, you're as cute as you can be. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it, don't you? You have a beautiful smile. And it's not going to be the same after you lose that tooth, but that's okay. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Okay.
I got saved when I was 3 years old.
Did you really? You know what? So did I. I was 3 years old when I found Jesus.
So did Uncle. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, don't tell me that a three-year-old can't come to know Jesus, because I've seen it and I experienced it.
Guess what?
What?
On the last day of school, someone from school got saved.
Oh, my. Do you go to a Christian school? Did you go to
Christian school? No, she went to a public school, but she spent all school year witnessing to one of the little girls.
Is that right?
And on the last day, she got saved.
Oh, that's really exciting. Thanks for talking to me.
Yep.
Okay, good luck with that tooth.
Okay.
Oh, Dad, that's just like you, gravitating to kids. You just, anytime they're around, that's where you're going to head.
Well, this little girl was absolutely precious, Ryan. I wish you could have seen her.
She had the largest blue eyes I've ever seen. She really was adorable.
Well, she captured our hearts, I can tell you that. But I am sad to say that this little girl and her mom are living in Oregon right now in anonymity. Mm-hmm. Nancy and Annie, and those are not their real names, fled to the Northwest to escape some horrific abuse that Annie had endured since, I think, the age of 3. And that is the redemptive story here, Ryan and Luann. Mm-hmm. This is what the safety and security that Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch provides. Mm-hmm. It allows little children like Annie to redeem their innocence and then to flourish. You know, we heard so many stories like that on our afternoon at Crystal Peaks.
We did, Doctor. I know I will never forget little Annie, and I sure hope to see her again soon. We want to hear one final story from the ranch now. It's a rescue of a different kind. It really is a story of a life rescued for eternity. This is your conversation with a precious young teenager named Marina. Marina's father had recently passed away, and she had never really spoken about this in public yet, so her heart was still very, very tender. I remember you were sensitive to that, Doctor. But she was willing to sit down with you and open up her heart a little bit with the hopes that her story would somehow encourage others and perhaps convey the urgency that we have in sharing the gospel of Christ with others. We're going to hear your conversation with Marina now.
Well, how long ago did you lose your dad?
He died on March 24th.
Oh. It still hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you close to your dad?
Yeah, me and my dad were really close. So it was hard.
How old was he?
He was 52.
And he died of cancer?
Cancer, yeah.
How quickly?
5 years ago, he was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Yeah.
And he went through surgery and chemotherapy and radiation and everything. And they told us that all the tumors were gone, and he got better. Then last year in January, he wasn't able to function right. Like, his speech was slurred, and he wasn't acting right, like normal.
Yeah.
And so we took him in to go see what was wrong, and we found out the tumors had spread to throughout his body.
Oh.
And there were 3 inoperable ones in his brain.
How difficult was that for you?
It was hard because I thought that we were done with it. My mom had breast cancer.
Oh.
And she got through it, and then my dad had cancer, and then last year when it happened, it scared me because I knew that he couldn't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, how old are you?
15.
It's a hard, hard time to lose a dad.
Yeah.
And you've always been close to him.
Didn't.
Was he a Christian?
Over spring break, which started on March 20th.
Of this year?
Yeah. So, I was really scared, and I knew that he was gonna die soon. So, I was getting really scared, and I was like, I have to ask him soon. But I didn't know how. And the people at the ranch, Kim and Lori and Sarah, I was telling them I was afraid and I didn't know what to say. And March 21st, I talked to him and I was like, okay, I have to. I don't know how much time I have left. And I talked to him. I was like, Dad, I don't know how to say this, but I was like, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in God? He's like, yeah, I do, but I know about him, but I don't really know him.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I told him some things he's done in my life. Like, he's made me feel safe and loved.
Yeah.
And that I'm not afraid. And just, it's like, Dad, I don't know when you're going to die or what's going to happen, but it would make me feel better if I knew that I would see you again.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to say.
So I asked him, I said, Dad, do you want to ask Jesus into your heart? He said, yes. And so we did, and then I was like, Dad, I have to read you a passage in Romans. And I went in my living room, and when I came back out, he was asleep, because he had been sleeping a lot. But I didn't know if he could hear me or if he was unconscious or anything. Yeah. So I read it to him. And then the next day, he was like, he was sleeping all day. But the one time that I got to talk to him, I was like, Dad, do you remember what I talked to you about last night? He's like, yeah, I do. I was like, okay. And then I told him that I loved him. Mm. On Wednesday morning, I left. And we had hospice, like, getting there because he couldn't swallow. He wasn't waking up. And we didn't know what to do. And when I got there, we had a hospice there. My mom and my brother were there. And the people at hospice, they're like, you need to sit next to your dad. You need to talk to your dad. Even though he was unconscious. I had talked to Kim earlier, and she said, like, talk to your dad. He can still hear you. And so I did. And about a half an hour after I got home, he passed away.
Oh, my.
But we were all there, and then I called Crystal Peaks, and they came right down. And then, like, I still don't know if my dad really, like, understood what, like, he had done.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks ago, I had a dream about my dad. And he came over and he sat next to me. He said, Marina, I love you. God was with me the whole time, and I did ask Jesus into my heart. And I love you, and I heard everything you said.
Oh, goodness.
And he said that I'll see you soon.
Are you going to see him again?
Yeah.
Because of the blood of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
has this lady right here, Kim, meant a lot to you?
Yeah.
She's meant a lot to a lot of people, a lot of kids.
I think I'm the one that's most blessed, though, Marina. You're such a gift in my life. And I'm so glad that you're in my family.
I love you, Kim.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm.
You can see why so many people have come to love and appreciate Kim and Troy and the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch.
Yeah, and you can hear Kim's passion and her love on parade in these interviews, Ryan. Here's this hurting, aching teenage girl who just lost her dad to cancer. And Kim steps in and offers a shoulder, puts an arm around her. In fact, during this entire interview, Kim was kneeling on the floor right next to Marina. And her hand was resting gently on Marina's knee, quietly offering love and comfort. Mm-hmm. What a precious time that was. And obviously, Kim's heart is absolutely embedded in that ministry. But Crystal Peaks is not about a ranch. And frankly, our program today was not about a ranch. Both are about the hope that we have in Christ, the hope that He offers to the abused and the neglected. And there are a lot of them listening to us today, especially those who are young and in need of somebody to tell them that they're loved and that they're important to them and to the Lord. And again, that's what Family Talk is all about. That's what we're trying to do, is to offer hope and healing and encouragement to families. And it's our desire that listeners will share this program with those that they love.
You You've been listening to one of our favorite programs from this past year. For many of you, this may be the first time you heard about our visit to Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, as, Ryan, we have added so many more stations that air Family Talk since we began back in May.
That's very, very exciting. And the program was exciting. I've heard about Kim and Troy and the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch for a long time, but I finally got to meet them when they came into our offices, and we actually did a program for Grounded, my radio program, which will air this coming Friday. But to hear they've worked with over 50,000 kids in the last 15 years just touched my heart so much.
Well, you can see why we wanted to come back to this topic here at the end of the year and why we've included this two-day series on our 2010 broadcast collection. That series actually contains 9 different programs on 6 CDs. We want to make that available to listeners here at the end of the year.
And you can request it by calling us at 877-732-6825, or you can find it online at myfamilytalk.com.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as we will hear the conclusion of our special series on the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch up in Oregon. We'll see you then.